Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 17th, and the whole week ahead. A very difficult aspect between Mars and Neptune is slightly elevated into more positive realms by the Sun and Mercury, but it's a weird old weekend. And when I say weird, I mean that basically things don't add up, things don't match. Your biggest problem is I do not want you to go into drugs or drink to take away the anguish or the pain, because it won't work and just cause further confusion. Here's your Sunday stars. Things are a little bit brighter today, really thanks to that Sun conjunct Mercury yesterday, but still the demon of Mars and Neptune doesn't quite work out. That's why you've got to keep your head screwed on straight. Don't lose your head. Keep focused. And with Mercury, your ruler, now moving into Pisces and linked to the Sun, the area you can focus on most and most cleverly will be professional and career matters. Here's your Monday stars. Now, yesterday I talked about Mercury moving into your 10th house along with the Sun. Look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The 10th house is so good for you to focus on your career and those areas of your life that are professional. Because what you've got now is a chance to redeem yourself from these very airy-fairy aspects, the confusion, even the self-deception you've been going through. Focus on your career future and aim to achieve the things you want. And here's your Tuesday stars. Now, the first part of the day with everything in the sign of Aries, you've got to be a little bit careful that you don't take on things which actually aren't good for you at all when it comes to future plans. A hope, a wish, or even a dream may look good on paper, but in reality, no. It needs more playing around with and focusing on. Later on in the day, when everything moves into Taurus, well, the moon at least, says, keep calm, contemplate, put your feet up. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, Mercury, your ruler, is going to link up to Saturn, and that's very good. Remember what I said earlier in the week, how things seem to be all over the place, dissipated. You're very disarmed. You don't really, well, you don't get things, and there's certain people you don't get either. Probably don't even get yourself, but today is much better. This is a very good day to use your mentality, to wake up to reality. And what you've got with these stars now is a very practical and pragmatic approach to life. It's good. Here's your Thursday stars. One of those days when you really do need to get into meditation or contemplation, mindfulness. I had a huge hit with my book, The Art of Astrology, which is about mindfulness and adult colouring. And that's what you need to do now. You need to take yourself away from the hustle and bustle of life and give yourself a break, because it's by doing that that you'll be able to find yourself and feel stronger as a result. Here's your Friday stars. Well, the moon's in your sign, but squared by three planets, Mercury, Neptune, and the Sun. You are all at sea. You're likely to have sleep problems. You're likely to be distressed simply because you feel stressed. You could even find that you're fatigued and worn out and tired. Remember what I said yesterday. You need to give yourself a break. And today, please do not take on anything that you don't have the strength or the energy or the inclination to see through to the bitter end.